Five citizens were shot and beaten to death and thrown off parapets that day. We're told five officers died that day when it's not true. Gary McBride.
Yeah, it's not true. This is excessive use of force, just like on Roseanne Boylan. It's excessive use of force. I uncovered Roseanne Boylan and Lila Morris, the officer with the MPDC that beat Roseanne while she laid on the ground. And I filed a complaint against her with the MPDC, and they did an investigation. I've got a 20-something page email thread of that to prove it. And they came back to me and said what Lila Morris did to Roseanne Boylan was objectively reasonable, which is, it's BS. I mean, you do not beat an unconscious woman while she's on the ground. She is no threat. This guy's no threat. His back is turned. He's got a cop on each side holding his arms, and his hands are up, and the cop behind him is beating the crap out of him. This cop pushes him off, and as soon as that cop right there on the motorcycle cop pushes him off, his nameplate is no longer on him. His nameplate was on it before him. I still can't get his name. So when I'm around here and I see a cop his size, I start running as fast as I can to try to see if it's him. I mean, he needs to be investigated. And if the J6 committee would have done their job, people like myself and others wouldn't have to do it. But I'm glad that they slipped up. I'm glad that they went after one man, because people like us, you, Alex, we the people, we're going to do this, because they're not. They're fearful right now for what we're uncovering and what we're seeing. That's why they're scrambling right now, trying to figure out how to do damage control. But it's too late. There's no way they can do damage control now.
Well, to introduce our next guest and what really happened on January 6th and how it can untie the entire deep state, I want to play a report dealing with Tucker Carlson as he blasts the repetitive January 6th mind control. And as I told you yesterday, it's now broke that the FBI accidentally leaked a bunch of documents, how they destroyed evidence to cover up what really happened on January 6th. And it ties into confidential informants, provocateurs, and more. Here is the report, and we'll go to our guest.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the U.S. Capitol building. If you've joined us today for the insurrection, please make sure you pick up a promotional leaflet on the way in. Stay inside the safety cordons at all times.
Tucker Carlson opened a wormhole in the Congressional Country Club space-time January 6th continuum, presenting unseen video footage revealing that the complete story had not only not been told, but it had also been doctored by the January 6th committee to satiate the Trump derangement syndrome mental illness rampant in Washington, D.C.
Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the speaker's office. They're not destroying the Capitol. They obviously revere the Capitol.
The controllers and their media minions went on the offensive, doubling down on the big lie, using the old tired strategy that had secured their positions, lies baked into an unyielding barrage of mind control repetition.
The power of repetition is such that, you know, people like Tucker Carlson, who know they're lying to the public, can convince tens of millions of people of those lies.
Tucker Carlson took a page from George Orwell's 1984 and told his viewers to reject the evidence of their eyes and ears.
Is this a lie?
I think it's bull.
Fox executive Hannity Carlson shows are not credible sources of news.
100 officers were assaulted on that day. 5 officers died.
Who are these 5 officers who were, quote, killed that day? Notice he didn't tell you. No one ever tells you. No one ever shows you their autopsies. They don't want any detail. They just want the slogan. Now, they're counting Brian Sicknick. That's a lie. But who are the other 4? Well, those are 4 officers who killed themselves.
These are the facts they can't dispute.
Here is surveillance footage of Sicknick walking in the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by the mob outside. By all appearances, Sicknick is healthy and vigorous. He's wearing a helmet, so it's hard to imagine he was killed by a head injury. We do know from contemporaneous videotape that a mysterious figure called Ray Epps encouraged the crowd to go into the Capitol. For some reason, Epps has never been indicted for that. But there's no question he did it.
We need to go into the Capitol!
Why don't you guys open up the restaurant?
Because I think that's probably illegal.
Do not go in there.
to tell you.
You're not recording, are you?
I'll delete that.
How, in a free country guided by the Constitution, were these people allowed to withhold evidence from Jacob Chansley's lawyer? How could that happen? Had you seen that clearly exculpatory tape of your client at trial?
No.
Where is your backup? This is our damn Capitol building, and y'all are letting it get destroyed on your watch!
Anybody who watched that video with their own eyes in a real way would disagree with what was just stated. The president has been very clear. January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
The Weather Underground setting off a bomb in the Capitol in 1971 and the Armed Resistance Unit doing the same in the Senate in 1983 were the last major attacks on the U.S. Capitol. But there can be no mention of those attacks because it would surely open old wounds surrounding Obama's relationship with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, and Bill Clinton's pardoning of 16 members of the FALN who blew up innocent Americans at France's Tavern, where George Washington said farewell to his officers in 1783.
Question number one, why did President Obama release the bomber? His name was Oscar Lopez. Why did he do it?
Because he agreed with them. Lopez was the leader of the FALN who bombed France's Tavern. They took responsibility for it. He's a Chicago guy. His brother, Jose, is a community organizer in Chicago. And he had sympathy, in my view, Obama had sympathy for these terrorists.
There were going to be bombshells throughout the week, but it appears Tucker was finally roped in by Rupert Murdoch's lawyers. However, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has now vowed to release the January 6th security footage to the general public. It belongs to the public, after all. John Bound reporting.
All right, we're going to go a little bit in the next hour, but Jay Dyer will take over in the last 45 minutes. We've got our guest in for roughly a little over an hour. Part two, Ivan Raiklin, and of course the great researcher that's compiled the largest group through the different law firms that have gotten pieces of what's been hidden from the public and from some of the human intelligence footage. That's Gary McBride from M5NewsGate.com. Now, we've got a bunch of clips here today. We won't have time to air them all because some are 17 minutes long, but we have Ray Epps has been caught in the second breach. That's not out there yet. We have part one also dealing with the lies that are being told. We have evidence also that sheds lights on the prosecutors and all the corruption going on the show trials. We have police brutality boil downs, and we have a lot more here. There is a lot to get here, and a lot of this stuff's not been seen. It's not gotten any popular attention. So Ivan Raiklin, I want to go to Gary McBride coming up next segment, but just big picture, everything coming out in the hearings yesterday while you were live on air with me, total proof of intelligence agencies, private corporations, all illegally doing this. They're making about the First Amendment. That's important, but that's a side issue. Government working with corporations in secret to surveil and censor people, that's serious tyranny, serious organized crime. That violates so many laws. You're a lawyer and have been an analyst with the Defense Intelligence Agency. What is your view on that? Because to me, it seems bigger, the collusion and the organized activity to suppress people. It's bigger than First Amendment.
No, absolutely, Alex. So I'm out here outside of the D.C. gulag. You can see right behind me. And basically what's going on here, it's the Chinese Communist Party model taking over our current federal, the lawless executive branch. And it's across all institutions, essentially. I mean, we can showcase just four of them over the last couple of days that have been exposed by these committees, the DOD, the DOJ, the DHS, the CDC. I mean, they weaponize. I like that we have this weaponization committee and some of these other subcommittees as part of judiciary. Earlier today, you had Tom Massey going after the administrative state. It is a completely lawless executive branch that we need to get control over. And hopefully we're going to get to it as we get the truth out.
How panicked do you think the deep state is? Because I can look at their body language and their actions, and we have internal memos coming out that I'm not in liberty to get to yet. The highest levels.
They're making mistakes in the courtroom. They're basically they're saying that they need to stop the trials against the Proud Boys because, oh, they accidentally released information that they had confidential human sources and FBI agents on the Capitol grounds. Now, whether they were in their official capacity or their private capacity, that's yet to be seen, but based on the releases yesterday, it looks like not only in their private capacity off duty, there were some folks there, but also that they were there officially to include the hypothesis that Maybe they were there to support Nancy Pelosi's operation, essentially a covert action on the Capitol grounds that was headed up by the two tactical commanders, which is outside commander, which was Ray Epps for the outer breach, inner breach team leader Ray Epps. And then you had operational commanders, which was her family members, daughter and son-in-law. And at the strategic level, you had
By the way, let's go there next. I don't mean to interrupt. We go into the next hour, too. But it turned out I had a legal meeting I had to go to. That's why we're not doing the 2 hours with you guys. I wish we were. Maybe we can have you back on Sunday or something. We'll do like 4 hours. Because I got this intel 2 days ago, and I was given more access than has been in the federal filing. I'll leave it at that. And what you said is indeed what's in it. It's the feds running January 6th. And by the grace of God, they leaked all this to the defense lawyers. Now they've canceled court. You're a lawyer. You can speak to it. Obviously, the folks that have this info are very scared right now. This is very dangerous. People we're dealing with. This is how you get Arkansas-ed having this info. But we hit the barbed wire. We put it out. And now it's all over the news, exactly as I told you. Stay with us. We'll be right back as we unravel the coup against our American Republic. Jan 6.
Alex Jones, thank you for representing and being bold. And everybody needs a support on InfoWarsStore.com.
You heard it from Michelle, everybody. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something.
Alex, thank you for being so bold and talking about topics that are so secret. And I can't wait to interview you.
Inside Bohemian Grove, baby. Woo! Everyone at Fight Club loves Alex Jones. Woo! InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, both of our guests are working in and around the Capitol, round the clock with Congress, so they're officing out of the cars. They have privacy right now and better reception. It doesn't work too well inside the Capitol with those big marble walls. They are with us right now. It works great if you're part of the Capitol and have access to their Wi-Fi, but they don't. So they're out in their cars right now. They're in the sleeting rain. We appreciate them being on with us. But there's a lot to cover here, and I'm going to try to go through these clips with them and just cover the waterfront here. But this is the deep state's attempt to kill in America. We know it's provocateur. We know what happened. And already from people in the trial that I'm not at liberty to get into all of it yet because the judge has been blocking it, but it's going to be coming out very soon, know about CIA sex operatives, CIA operatives controlling him, trying to set him up with documents to attack the Capitol. That Enrique Tarrio and others said, no, that's a terrible idea. They said it in front of informants. Those informants have testified to the FBI that, but the FBI has excised out that evidence and then cherry-picks things that are then presented to the jury out of context without the informant even being shown. And now, as I told you, when this broke Wednesday night, and then yesterday we were talking about it, they're going to declare national security on it. And they did declare, the judge yesterday, national security, saying that's all classified, you can't look at it, and told the lawyers I've talked to that are the Proud Boy lawyers, you're not allowed to read it. Well, a little too late. They have read it, and they're saying they're not going to give it up. Norm Pattis said that in court. So it's extremely damning, destroying evidence, covering up the informants inside. The system is in full panic mode. But it just shows how on every front, whistleblowers are coming out. I think the FBI probably leaked the star people on purpose. There's a lot of people in there. Everything is being exposed. We're in a escalation, a cascade right now. Where, you know, you hit an ammo depot is the analogy with a small mortar round, but it blows up a giant ammo depot and, you know, takes out, 100 enemy troops. What we're seeing in slow motion is right now the ammo depot blowing up. Ivan, you're a former combat veteran, Green Beret. Is that a good analogy of where we're at?
No, it's an absolutely fantastic analogy. I mean, it's the domino effect, right? Chain reaction, if you will. And like you said, slow motion. I can't say it better.
So what's the, well, then I'm going to shut up, give you guys the floor. You can go to any of these clips you want, except some of the 20-minute and 17-minute ones. Describe the clips, go through whatever you want. If you want to tackle more of this, of these documents that are in mainstream news now, Proud Boy, January 6th edition trial halted after leaked chat log show FBI agent said her boss ordered her to destroy evidence, cover up informants, spill of national security classified information. What's that in a criminal trial? This is all hitting mainstream news. Any further comments on this?
Now, all I'll say, Alex, is Gary McBride has been sitting on a lot of information. I want to actually see some of his stuff because he only showed me a little bit when I spent 13 hours with him. And I want to kind of sit along with you as we both watch it.
Okay, Gary, we'll start getting to it next segment. We'll do two more into the next hour, so plenty of time. Set the table here in the 6 minutes we have left to break about what we're about to see and where we're about to go.
Okay, so the apps we need to hit on a little bit more, especially when it comes to breach number two. You know, like you said earlier, it just hasn't got the views that it needs to for people to see. And I want to thank you for letting us come back on and talking more about this, because that EPS video is going to show you where he's involved with breach number two. And then it's going to show the red smoke pop and how we have four people behind him. Like I said, how they get him the hell out of there. That's how I put it.
And just like with the sign ramming at the first breach, it's all mechanized. It's all military training.
Yeah, Ivan, you know, Ivan's good about recognizing that. And I mean, when I saw it, it's just, you can just see the coordination of it, you know, and Epps even says he got separated from, what was it? See that picture you're showing right there. This is where it's going to look at that guy. He's covered in blood. If you rewind and see it before what happened to him, he gets the back of his head pummeled with a bag. Just watch when he comes in, you have to go back further, but not much further, but there's a cop on each side of him holding his arms. He has his hands up. That's Fanone, Officer Fanone, spraying peaceful protesters. Look how far back they are. Fanone is the one that lit the match that started the fire, not Guy Reffitt. I'm going to make that clear.
Well, before we jump into this, then, tell us what each clip is and preface it, and we'll go into it.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, breach number two, there's what I've added right here. He's getting beat up right there. And then Officer Bogner, without the helmet, stops him. And he goes back out to the tunnel to continue whatever he was doing. But that guy's covered in blood. Look at his hands. Look at his face. Watch him get hit right here in the back of the head. It's coming. Look at his hands. Look at his face. Just keep watching. You're going to see him right here. Right on the back of his head. Look at his hair lift up. With a freaking baton. This is, at the beginning of your show, I wrote this down. To reject the evidence we see and hear. They've been showing us their evidence of what we see and hear, and not showing the truth like you see and hear right here.
And let's be clear, most of this footage has never been seen. You've gotten this from defense lawyers.
Yeah, I've got it from, I've got a source that it came from. I'll put it that way, Alex. But it doesn't matter how I got it. I got it, and people need to see it.
Okay, so give us a preview, and then I'm going to come back and give you the floor so we can go through all these. What are the clips we're about to see? We're going to start with the breach two. What else are we going to be covering?
And then I want to discuss Fanone. Michael Fanone, in front of the J6 committee, in front of the world, lied. Everything that he said is a complete lie. Now, I don't put anything out unless I show myself proof first. And I have to be, that picture right there, that's not Fanone. That is not Fanone. That is Officer B.A. Miller. And here's the interesting thing about that. Officer B.A. Miller is nowhere in the system. He has body camera on, and there's no body camera footage of his, off of him. There's nothing. It's like he doesn't even exist. And they have the people believing that's Fanone. That's not Fanone right there in that video you're showing. That's Officer B.A. Miller. Now, what's important here is when he stands up, the protesters surround him, protect him, and they get him out of there. But here's the thing, Alex. To the right of the tunnel, there is a door surrounded by this violent mob, these protesters, and there's three guys that point towards that door. When they get B.A. Miller to that door, it opens up. There's a gentleman in a suit and a riot cop. That's where they deliver B.A. Miller to. They open the door. If they were there to kill people that day, like they said, how bad they make everybody sound, they had an opportunity to take over that door right there. They did. There's hundreds of people around that door. They did not take that door. They delivered the police officer. They shut the door, and you never hear about B.A.
But remember, we got a lot of new listeners, a lot of people on TV right now. And you're immersed in this. You're an expert. The guy that's compiled the most video of anybody outside Tucker Carlson. Now McCarthy says in the next few weeks, and I was told this weeks ago, I said it on air, but he's going to release it all. Yeah. I was told that by Tucker's producers. It would soon be out to everybody. People are criticizing Tucker getting first looks at it. So when we come back, I want you to just start with the second breach and then just go through each video on why it matters, countering the official narrative. And Gary, we're going to premiere this here today, but you're premiering a lot of information that's so important to the future of this republic at m5newsgate.com. And Ivan Raiklin, you pop in anytime you want. Before we go to break, I want to remind listeners, I almost didn't even get on air on time today because I was meeting with the accountants and looking at the projections. And I keep telling you, oh, we're finally back in the black. We are sinking back into the red. I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. It's just God keeping me hard working here. But we need money to fund our operation. Nobody's fighting this hard. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You see the donate button. Make a one-time donation or buy a product or sign up for AutoShip. Get 10% off. Just please check out the products. We need funding to keep fighting. I want to thank those of you that have supported us. Our new turmeric toothpaste is amazing. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Welcome back to Alex Jones Show. Trump demands January 6th committee is tried for treason. Over Tucker Carlson videos, Trump claims January 6th committee works, has been totally discredited. It has. Says the footage here by Tucker Carlson shows they should be jailed. Unbelievable. And we're showing footage that's not been seen unedited before here with Gary McBride, an investigator who's got it from government sources and more. Let's skip to the police brutality and then back to the official police story not being true when we start the next hour. You talked about this when you first came on, but I want to describe it because we're on hundreds of radio stations for people. So on the first of part two, before we get to Fanone, you show a man with his hands up, already bloody, being brought in, being beaten in the head with a billy club, just to illustrate what we're dealing with. And then we'll play clip four and five and others showing more police brutality. Remember, five citizens were shot and beaten to death and thrown off parapets that day. We're told five officers died that day when it's not true. Gary McBride.
Yeah, it's not true. This is excessive use of force, just like on Roseanne Boylan. It's excessive use of force. I uncovered Roseanne Boylan and Lila Morris, the officer with the MPDC that beat Roseanne while she laid on the ground. And I filed a complaint against her with the MPDC, and they did an investigation. I've got a 20-something page email thread of that to prove it. And they came back to me and said what Lila Morris did to Roseanne Boylan was objectively reasonable, which is, it's BS. I mean, you do not beat an unconscious woman while she's on the ground. She is no threat. This guy's no threat. His back is turned. He's got a cop on each side holding his arms, and his hands are up, and the cop behind him is beating the crap out of him. This cop pushes him off, and as soon as that cop right there on the motorcycle cop pushes him off, his nameplate is no longer on him. His nameplate was on it before him. I still can't get his name. So when I'm around here and I see a cop his size, I start running as fast as I can to try to see if it's him. I mean, he needs to be investigated. And if the J6 committee would have done their job, people like myself and others wouldn't have to do it. But I'm glad that they slipped up. I'm glad that they went after one man, because people like us, you, Alex, we the people, we're going to do this, because they're not. They're fearful right now for what we're uncovering and what we're seeing. That's why they're scrambling right now, trying to figure out how to do damage control. But it's too late. There's no way they can do damage control now. My eyes, they're done. And I'm not going to stop until they're done. And every J6er is out of jail and they get the correct. They're being sentenced off of claims that are narratives that are built up that do not show anything else other than what they want you to see or hear. But then when we come out with it, then they start this BS like they always do, turning it, making it sound like we're lying with what we're going to show you and what you're going to hear. I'm not going to plant the seed in people's heads as far as what you're going to see or hear. Just watch it. And the footage, if McCarthy comes out with everything, these guys are going to have to sit in jail for months and months and months, because I know what it takes to go through it. Like this cop right here shooting pepper balls at a crowd that can't move. It's just like shooting fish in a tank. They can't move, and he's just shooting them with pepper balls over and over again. This guy right here, you know. It's ridiculous.
That's where a plastic bullet's gone through his cheek.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's Derek Varga right there that gets pushed off the wall. Derek Varga. And to me, that's attempted murder. I mean, grab him. There's a bunch of cops out there. Grab him, pull him over, arrest him, do whatever you got to do. Don't push him.
Well, the point is they had half the police go do crowd control. They knew a bunch of people were coming to speak at the stage the other side with Trump. They had provocateurs to attack the cops. The cops were set up as well. They then attack back. The crowd gets mad. Ray Epson people breach through the first group, and then everybody goes in. Then there's a second breach. The cops are outnumbered. They get out of control. They kill five citizens, and then the media turns it all around that we killed five of them. So I see the police. I'm not lionizing. I'm not defending them, but they didn't know what was going on. Remember, for hours, they were calling back for directives and for backup, and no one was responding. For the first time ever, because they didn't want to be on the record.
Yeah, Exactly.
So I see. I'm not defending them for killing Babbitt. It's terrible. The guy should go to jail. The bad cops are bad. But I'm saying the police and the citizens were played off against each other, both sides being set up, both sides victims.
I agree. 100%. There were good cops, good protesters, bad protesters. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And that's what happened that day. And as we go further along, you know, like you give us more time, it's because I have so much to show and to talk about. You're going to see how it's planned and coordinated. And the reason why Capitol Police wasn't, they weren't full. They didn't have all their police there that day because Pelosi, that's her police. That's her army, whatever you want to call them. And so there's more evidence to show that there wasn't a full force that day with the amount of people listening to Trump that day.
And we know Trump wanted 10,000 troops for crowd control and it got refused from him.
Yes, sir.
Ivan, yeah, let's talk about that. Let's bring in Ivan Raiklin. Again, I know you're covering the trial of the Proud Boys. You've already sent us a bunch of clips. It's hard to get to all of them, but we need to take our time, get a big list because there's so many of them here, and maybe even do a commercial-free show where we can walk through all this. But Ivan Raiklin, with your military background, defense intelligence, and more, looking at all of this, to me, this is a classic stand-down operation with provocateurs. I mean, it's been proven that they were there. The question was, now that we know they had a bunch of informants inside the Proud Boys and other groups basically trying to lead them into this, but even the informants, according to the lawyers I've talked to in the documents, said no, that none of them ever wanted violence. They were there to be defensive. So if this information all comes out, they should have to free all these people.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me set the strategic frame once again, a little bit more detail, if I may, Alex. So when you look at the U.S. Code as it applies to the Capitol Police Board, there's really four people that are the ones that provide law enforcement decision-making for the Capitol grounds. You have the U.S. Capitol Police Chief, non-voting member. You have these two sergeants-at-arms, House and Senate, and then you have the Capitol Architect. Well, guess what? The Capitol Architect was just fired because he wasn't even at the Capitol on January 6th. He was teleworking, right? So then that leaves you with two other individuals that are voting members, the House and Senate sergeants-at-arms. Well, guess what? The joint session occurred in the House side, so if he is... House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving is in on it with Nancy Pelosi. They're the ones that get to decide on what the security posture is going to be on the Capitol grounds, especially as it applies to the House. And then if Mitch McConnell's in on it as a Senate Majority Leader with his Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, then guess what? The entirety of the Capitol complex and then the extended jurisdiction fall within the U.S. Capitol Police responsibility. And I agree with you that the U.S. Capitol Police, basically, they were not on an all-hands-on-deck posture that day, even though the chief of Capitol Police, Chief Sun, requested on six occasions from January 3rd in order to have additional support. So not only did they refuse, they being mayor of D.C. and Nancy Pelosi, refuse any executive branch support from DOD, DHS, or DOJ in the form of law enforcement or National Guard. They, in addition to that, refused additional support by the Capitol Police's own. And then on top of that, I argue that they being Nancy Pelosi, Sergeant at Arms, and then other of their surrogates, were the ones that created the diversion at the DNC and RNC with the pipe bomb. I have a very high level source that didn't want me to name who they are that can attest that what happened at the DNC, or excuse me, at the RNC with the pipe bomb, guess what? It was a total distraction diversion. And again, I'll let them come out when they want to come out. But I've been investigating this at that like big picture level and then framing it within the legal jurisdictional frame of how Nancy Pelosi could have conducted this in order to explain away all these different anomalies of Ray Epps, John Sullivan, and some other folks that literally were pulled off of the FBI's most wanted list. And I argue is because the FBI probably reached out and said, hey, this person needs to be prosecuted. And then on the other side of the phone call, the Capitol Police Board says, no, we're not going to prosecute them, and we're not going to tell you why. Meanwhile, the reason being is because they participated and conducted essentially a coup, if you will, just like they were saying that it was the most violent thing ever to occur in our nation's democracy. It was, because Nancy Pelosi and her surrogates and her, I guess, progeny, if you will, yes, they participated in a coup on the constitutional order.
Well, I got
to
tell you,
we're starting to finally get to it.
Absolutely. They meant it to be much worse, so they could trick more people to go in. They had the fake Q people saying overthrow, kill everybody, arrest everybody. That was a background noise. And if the crowd would have bought into that, this could have been 10 times worse. That's why their scripts were so dire. Pearl Harbor, you know, all the dead, everything. Because it was supposed to be much worse. It didn't happen. They still had a script to follow. They were all, within hours, the exact same script.
Yeah, absolutely. That narrative. I mean, bottom line is what? She essentially refused support, created the frame to divert half of the U.S. Capitol Police down to the DNC and RNC pipe bomb. Meanwhile, amidst all that, while they're getting kind of caught off guard, trying to protect the Capitol, she has her agent provocateurs amidst that entire ecosystem to get up to the Capitol. And then the U.S. Capitol Police are trying to defend the line. And then you have others within the U.S. Capitol Police and then the Metropolitan Police Department literally shooting those grenades that you see into the line so that everybody's choked and smoked
out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
We're going to finish up with Ivan Raiklin, do one more segment with Gary McBride to get to the officer that we're always hearing about that tells us this official story that he's saying doesn't match up. And then Jay Dyer is going to take over. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. I'll be back tomorrow with a live show. It's at 11 a.m. Commercial free. General Flynn will be joining us live at noon tomorrow, Central Time. Infowars.com/show, band.video. So, Ivan, you were making a point when you got cut off by the break.
Yes. So, basically, what I'm getting at is that as the diversion was going on, look at the screen here. As the diversion was going on, we have the U.S. Capitol Police. They form a line in that second breach area that was just mentioned with the video right there you got in front of us. And you can see that either Metropolitan Police Department or U.S. Capitol Police actually shoot into their own line and then smoke out, because no one has a mask on amidst that first line. So they shoot into their own crowd, whether it's intentionally or negligently. And then it breaks the line to open it up. And then meanwhile, not only are the police officers trying to get some oxygen by breaking the line, but also those, election integrity rally attendees that are up close, they can't breathe either. And there's no way for them to go back to try to find a spot.
Sure, watching this, you can see they shot the cops on purpose. They didn't have a bunch of cops all miss and shoot the cops in the back. And they didn't have guys up the scaffolding to stir the crowd up, shooting them for no reason, going outside training and policy. You can see them poking the bear or throwing spikes into the back of the bull like a bullfighter does to get it riled up and out of its mind. This was all Operation Matador.
Right, so we need to find out who did the smoke in terms of the signal, the red smoke signal. Gary, if we can kind of get to that, that would be a key indicator of who's involved in this. And number two, who was the police officer that shot into the back of that last line of defense, if you will, that smoked out the crowd and that instigated everybody to kind of break through? Because at the end of the day, most of these people are acting for self-preservation, both rally attendees and then the police, so that they could actually have some oxygen to breathe. They didn't have masks. So we need to find out who shot that in there. And then they need to be held to account. There's a lot more that's going to be uncovered as we further investigate this.
Absolutely. Anything else, Ivan?
No, I mean, there's a lot to talk about. But bottom line is some of the key people that need to be investigated with this new House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight headed up by Barry Loudermilk. They need to focus on Nancy Pelosi getting all of her records, emails, phone calls, texts, her daughter, Alexandra Pelosi, her son-in-law, Michael Voss, her sergeant-at-arms at the time, Paul Irving, the head of security at the RNC, the head of security at the DNC, the Secret Service agents that were there for Mike Pence. Mike Pence needs to be questioned and investigated. The Secret Service agents for Kamala Harris that were supposedly with her at the DNC at the time that those pipe bombs
were. And Ivan, I totally agree with you. And look at all the whistleblowing already happening from the FBI everywhere. The deep state's got to be scared because so much of this stuff's leaking right now. I'd call this the season of the leaks for the deep state.
Oh, absolutely. So earlier today, I was up there in the House and Tom Massey had a subcommittee hearing. Also, the House Administration Committee on Subcommittee on Elections, headed up by, what's her name, Laurel Lee, who used to be the Secretary of State in Florida. She's heading up the Elections Committee down there. And I approached her afterwards and said, guess what, ma'am? The January 6th joint session did not have a quorum. You might want to actually redo the joint session lawfully under the 12th Amendment.
By the way, I saw this. There's a committee now to investigate January 6th committee.
Yeah, so these are the individuals that are going to be doing it. Barry Loudermilk, Congressman Morgan Griffith, Congressman Desposito from New York. I mean, I wrote a Substack specifically identifying who's who, as well as the staffers that are going to be involved. And I actually talked to them earlier today, and I get it. They don't want to do it, but at the end of the day, I mean, we're going to push them.
All right,
into it.
Ivan Raiklin, we're out of time. Ivan Raiklin, people can find your work on Twitter at Ivan Raiklin and on Ivan Raiklin on Substack. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, we're just getting started on this. There's so much video, we can't get to it all, but you can find it at m5newsgate.com. We'll come back, though, and look at some of the other lies being uncovered. And all the stuff we're breaking is just as big as what was on Tucker Carlson, and there's so much more. Now, Kevin McCarthy says he's about to release it all to the public. The globalists are shitting bricks. All right, you're seeing and hearing the documentation the globalists don't want. We are all fighting for the same goal here, liberty, freedom, and justice for our children in the future. Ivan Raiklin just left us. Gary McBride, the researcher that's compiled the largest private group of both public and government videos from sources and leaks on January 6th. So much coming out. Deep state so scared. We don't have time to get all the other videos. We'll have you back soon with even more of the videos you've got. But let's get to this officer that's the spokesperson of January 6th and what you've compiled.
Okay. Going to know. In that video that I sent y'all, and they can find on my Rumble page and YouTube. Fanone, he's a complete liar. And they want to talk about his book, about Hold the Line. His book should be titled Told a Lie. Because I can take what he wrote in his book. I can take footage when he was on another show, and his story's changed three times about how he was dragged out of the tunnel. He was not dragged out of the tunnel. He walked out of the tunnel with somebody. And the only true thing, I want to put this point across, the only true thing Fanone said was, I've got hit. Now, he claims that they said, take his gun, shoot him with his own gun. That was not true. It was true that they said, take his gun. The reason they said, take his gun is because he is leaning over trying to unholster his gun. Kyle Young went in and stopped him from unholstering his gun. Kyle Young was sentenced. He was found guilty for touching his wrist. Kyle Young is a freaking hero because he kept Fanone from shooting people that day. When they take Fanone back to the police, I'm going to be quick through this. When they take him back up to the police, he acts like he passes out. There's nothing on the back of his neck that talks about where he got tased three times. He got tased one time. He's got a protective vest on with a high collar. That's what the taser hit. He's going to feel a jolt. Okay? It did not scar him like the pictures they just came out with a couple of months ago on the back of his neck, showing scars on the back of his neck. In this video, you'll see Fanone fall over when he acts like he passes out. That shows his neck. There's no marks on his neck, but now he has scars on his neck. When they drag Fanone into the Capitol, into the West Tunnel, into the hallway, he's acting like he's passed out. He is not passed out. Matter of fact, the J6 committee, and I'd love to be a part of that investigation, the J6 committee. You save time by bringing me on, because when they drag him off and they turn the corner, he opens his eyes and he looks around and then closes his eyes again. Now, I'm going to jump a little bit further. Then I show the footage in my video. When he gets outside, remember, they said he had two heart attacks, tased in the back of the neck, kicked in the head, beat with flagpoles. It's all BS. The person, the cop that was drugged down the steps head first, and it's an aerial picture, that's B.A. Miller. Let me tell you this. B.A. Miller has a body camera on. There's no body camera footage of B.A. Miller. As a matter of fact, when you look into it and you type his name in to the data where I got all this stuff, there's no B.A. Miller. It's like he does not exist. The reason he does not exist is they want you to think that's Fanone that was drugged down the steps head first. It's not Fanone, people. It's B.A. Miller. B.A. Miller should have went to the Super Bowl, not Fanone. It's a complete lie. They're making, and right there, that picture right there, that was not B.A. Miller. I mean, that was not Fanone. That's B.A. Miller. I'm going to jump back real quick off of Fanone just for a second because you showed footage of Kyle Fitzsimmons' trial with Ganell. That image, though, that footage was manipulated. Kyle Fitzsimmons had a white coat on with a black sleeve. There's a person holding on to Ganell's shield, and that black sleeve turns white to make it look like it's Fitzsimmons, and it's not. I turned that footage over to Natasha Taylor Smith, which was Fitzsimmons' attorney. She presented it into court, submitted the two videos that I sent her. The judge asked her where you got the footage. It was sent to us last night. He's going to come back with sentencing in 2 weeks. It took him 7 weeks, and he found Fitzsimmons guilty on all accounts. He didn't take into effect that it was doctored. The sleeves turned white. Didn't take into effect that Ganell lied on the stand by saying he had my shield and it tore my shoulder. I had to have shoulder surgery. I can't be a cop no more. Natasha nailed Ganell on the stand and said, he does not have a hold of your shield, does he? Is it your shoulder strap? Ganell just goes, okay, whatever. I guess it was my shoulder strap.
And the biggest thing is the footage that you have, the raw footage, versus what they put in court of them glitching it out when it shows Ray Epps giving the orders for the breach. All right, we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much for the time, Gary McBride.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So, you've seen on this show just today bombshell after bombshell after bombshell that will affect the world for the better and that's putting the tyrants on their heels. But we can't do it without your support. I just did 2 hours. I did plug in the first hour. I just did 2 hours and did not do one plug. You tune into all the rest of the talk radio because I get it. Nobody listens to the ads. They're plugging in the segment, out of the segment. Start of the segment, out of the segment. I can't do that. Our money problems would be over if I just did that. We have sponsors lined up out the ass, but I cannot stand to do it. I just want to sell supplements and books and films at InfoWarsStore.com that empower you, that enrich your mind, that inform you, and that keep us on air. So, less than 1% of listeners actually buy products. Most listeners do share the articles and videos. That's why we're so successful. You're the reason we're successful. Not just the great guests, not just the great analysis. But I can't do it without you. So I need those that have been on the fence for whatever reason to go get the best CBD oil you're going to find out there for the price. It's the highest grade at less than 50% off what anybody else sells it for. To go get our nitric boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood and your whole cardiovascular system. To get our great prebiotic sold out for over a year. Finally back in stock 40% off. Or the ultimate bone broth sold out for over 2 years with supply chain breakdowns. Now finally back in stock. And the vitamin D3 gummies and the sleep aid knockout and so many other great products like Down and Out and the new turmeric toothpaste that is full of vitamins and minerals and tea tree oil and highest quality iodine, not just the turmeric. So good for your gums, so good for your cells, so good to rejuvenate your body. InfoWarsStore.com is the coordinates to get great products and know at this critical time you are fighting against the tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are barely in the black. I humbly appreciate your support, and I'm asking those of you that have supported to support again. You're great products at the same time, and I'm asking those of you on the fence to take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a win-win situation. Only way you lose is not taking action. Make a straight donation as well on the site, InfoWarsStore.com.